My name is Dwayne DeFault, and welcome to Selling SaaS, a daily podcast that's built to get you quick hits of the best advice from the top experts for go-to-market strategies, sales, and product-led growth. The goal of this podcast is to help you learn more, get better, and execute in 10 minutes or less. Now let's get into today's episode. All right, everybody. Here we're at another episode of the Selling SaaS podcast. And today I bring you the CEO of Correlated, Tim Geisenheimer. And I'll let Tim kind of give you guys a little bit of an intro and a background of himself, and then we'll take it away from there. So Tim, I appreciate you being here and, you know, do what you do best.
Oh, thanks for having me, Dwayne. Yeah. So I'm Tim, CEO and co-founder at Correlated. Started the company about 2 years ago, basically helping sales and go-to-market teams at PLG SaaS companies use product data to figure out which users and accounts are about to spend more money and which ones they should target. So yeah, working with some great companies like Intercom, Reveal, LeadIQ, Circle, number of great SaaS go-to-market teams. And so yeah, happy to share more about kind of what we're seeing there across the ecosystem for go-to-market teams and sales teams in PLG SaaS companies.
I remember when I first saw Correlated come out and I saw Breezy, you know, really taking a strong stance on like product-led revenue and even the shirts that you guys are wearing at different conferences and the bold color purple, right? Purple meaning royalty. And I think it's such an important conversation to have. I feel like, at least from my perspective, that product-led growth kind of lost its steam in late 80s or late 90s, early 2000s, to where everything was just direct sales. It was hide behind a deck and then get people into implementation and onboarding. And then once they're set up, and then we've kind of went full circle back into like what product led really means. I feel like a lot of people see product led and they treat it like the field of dreams where they build something and then they just kind of expect customers to show up and use it and give them money, but never interact with like a sales team or have that revenue conversation. What's your opinion on that approach to product-led growth? Someone builds and launches a software, but then they don't really do any real go-to-market activities towards that, and then they kind of just flounder. Like, what's your approach in that scenario?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think, you know, if you look at some of the data that the companies like or venture firms like OpenView has put together, and then Adam over at PeerSignal has put together, you know, I think the number is about 96% of all PLG companies have salespeople. So it's a pretty big misconception that, you know, you can start a company and get it to some level of scale and then, you know, not have sales, even if you have a self-serve product. And so, you know, I think what I would say to that is, you know, sure, you can get to, you know, a decent number, you know, revenue number with a self-serve product. There are a number of examples of companies that have done that. But eventually, ultimately, you're going to need salespeople to start to convert some of those credit card customers to, you know, spend more and to upsell, expand, et cetera. And then some of the customers that are maybe you might have started as SMB, and then maybe you have more of a mid-market or enterprise set of customers starting to come in and think your product is interesting. They might even start using it in a self-serve way with a credit card. But ultimately, to really kind of penetrate those enterprise customers, you're going to need to talk to, you know, procurement. You're going to have to go through security reviews. There's going to need to be more central IT involved. And so anytime those things happen, sales people, you know, kind of help shepherd that along. So yeah, I've been involved in more here, but that's kind of what we're seeing.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Selling SaaS podcast. And if you got value from today, please leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget, we'll be here for you tomorrow so you can learn, grow, and execute in 10 minutes or less.